Ken, this very well may be one of my most favorite topics that we're talking about today.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about yet, so this would be great.
You don't?
No, I've been too tired to figure it out.
Let's get with the program. We're talking about morning routines.
Ooh.
And I love a morning routine. I don't know if we have any listeners like this, but I love to go on YouTube and watch people's morning routines, or on Instagram Reels or TikTok for the kids.
And for the youngsters.
For the youngsters. And I love a good morning routine.
You watching morning routines, is that like, you know, people who like watching other people pop zits?
Oh, no.
No. Wow.
I don't like that.
I did not expect that type of reaction.
No. No, definitely not. No. Nope. Nothing like that.
Well, you ruined it, Ken.
You ruined it. So keep listening, because that's what we're talking about today. This episode is brought to you by Life Focus, a new gamified approach to life planning that's easy, fun, and gives you a GPS for your next 10 years. You can start today at fullfocus.co/lifefocus. Welcome to another great episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Marissa Hyatt with Ken Freire. Hey, happy Monday!
Happy Monday!
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
How was your morning?
Depends on how crazy the kids were. Today was actually was really busy this morning.
Okay. Not great.
No, it was fulfilling. There was a lot that I did, which actually worked out very well, because I didn't know we were talking about morning routines.
Oh, good.
So I could say at least today, I knocked out my morning routine out of the park.
Yeah. Well, I did not. So. We'll talk about that in a minute. But
normally I don't knock out my morning routine, just FYI. Yes. Today just happened to be one of those days.
Well, that's great. It's a good day for it today.
It's good.
So before we dive into what is in our morning routines, I thought we could start talking about really like what is the purpose of a morning routine? Why should you have a morning ritual, and why is it important, especially as we're talking about goals and productivity and just doing the right stuff in your life? So
let's do it.
Why would you say that we need one?
Well, first of all, just recognizing that we all have one is important, right? So whether you're intentional about it or not is the question. And the reason why you want to be intentional and purposeful is for the most important thing is like that sets off the rest of your day. Right? Like, how do you want to be throughout the day? What are you actually trying to accomplish throughout the day? And that's what the morning routine allows for.
Totally.
And what I unfortunately sometimes people do, and I do it myself, is that we wake up and we're just in a rush, right? We're like, just get to work, brush your teeth, get out of the door, and like, let's go after it. And you don't realize like, man, there's actual so much energy that you can have and optimize the rest of your day to achieve your goals that you end up missing when you're not optimizing your morning routine.
Yes. Would you consider yourself a morning person?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I wouldn't either. What about you, Nick?
No.
We didn't even tell you. Nick's here in the room with us. Sorry.
Hi.
Okay, I have so many questions.
But you love morning routines, apparently. So.
I love morning routines.
But you're not a morning person.
I'm not a morning person.
Okay,
interesting.
I grew up with the most morning people as parents. Like, my mom and my dad are the quintessential, I'm up at 5 a.m. No alarm clock.
Would they like open your door and start singing? Like,
no, like my mom like loves the quiet of the morning. That's why she likes it. So they have their whole morning routine. They have like a very intense morning routine, and have pretty much for my entire life. And it was a real shame factor in high school, because I loved to sleep in, and they would get very shamey on me.
Calling you out.
They know. And because now I'm like, you don't shame people for sleep.
That's right.
Because here's the deal. I mean, I think that regardless if you consider yourself a morning person or not, to me, the key to enjoying a morning is a great morning routine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sleep first.
Sleep first.
Well, sleep for sure.
Yeah.
But to me, like, you have to have something you're excited to wake up for. And if you don't, then like just sleep in all day. Who cares? So that's what shifted it for me, was I finally established, actually in 2020, a really great morning routine. And so now I actually still prefer to sleep till like nine if I could, but it, you know, it doesn't. And so
speaking my language.
Yeah. So I usually get up. What time do y'all get up? I get up usually between 6 and 7, I would say typically pressing the snooze till 7.
Yeah. I wish I could sleep till 7. I'm typically up between 5:30 and 6:30.
Okay. Woken up by an alarm or children?
Alarm, children, wife, one of those three. Okay.
I'm usually up before 7, but I very systematically trained our 14-year-old 4 years ago to be fully self-sufficient in the morning. It took like 2 years.
Smart.
So that I don't, there are lots of days. In fact, at this point, he's a freshman in high school. Most days I don't see him in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's off and gone. So that means
you need to teach me what you did.
So it took several. I mean, it really did take a long time.
Notes.
And then and the 1 year old like sleeps right now. So I'm like, at 7 o'clock, we added the lights turning on.
Yeah.
We're doing that right now.
Okay.
So then I'm because I waste, that's where I waste a lot of time on my phone to circle back. Because if I don't get up, I'm on that phone for like a half hour.
Okay, so any other like pre-morning routine hacks to make the waking up easier? Yes,
I think this is can be obvious, but for all of us night owls, actually going to bed early is huge.
You sounded like that was like a, don't tell me as a,
like, I know, I like
this is my parent, like, oh yeah.
I hate that I had to say it to myself, but yeah. Like
that. What time do you go to bed? We actually started this conversation on another episode, but then we stopped it.
I go to bed, I would say most consistently around 10:30. Like I'm asleep at 10:30. I'm usually in bed doing my nighttime routine at about 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm like laying in bed by 10 and then 10:30, I'm out.
Yeah.
But
you're also getting up earlier.
Yeah.
I am. So I realistically should be going to bed.
Ken is not sleeping.
Like 9 or 9:30. I should be going to bed around 9 or 9:30.
That sounds, okay. That just sounds,
but that sounds awful. Have, for night, I was like, bad. It's like,
I do have a hack here that I would like to share.
It's where you change all your clocks.
Yeah. So there is an app called Sleepy Time that you can download, and you can either say, I'm going to bed now, and it will tell you based on sleep cycles when you should wake up as the easiest time, because we each have, you know, 90 minute sleep cycles. And the worst is when you wake up in the middle of a sleep cycle and you're like in deep sleep or whatever, and you're, you know, super groggy and everything. So if you can wake up at the beginning or end of a sleep cycle, the better. You can also pick a certain time of when you need to be up. So let's say, you know, you have to be up at 7 a.m. and you can choose that. And then it'll tell you when you should go to bed. Mm-hmm. So that you're waking up at the end of a sleep cycle.
And you go, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. Why you gotta tell me this kind of stuff? Because now I'm like,
it's such a great app. I use it almost every single night. Well, on that note, let's get into our morning routines.
Yeah. We got 15 minutes.
Okay.
How much of this is gonna get cut?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. My ideal morning routine would be that I'd wake up at, well, actually, no, I would want to wake up at like 7, but I have family, like kids and stuff like that.
I mean, so it's, I'm gonna ideal take that within your life.
Yeah, within my life. So I got to take that into account. Yeah. So I would wake up at 5, and I'm laughing right now because my wife wants me to wake up at 5, and there's like no way I'd ever do it. But wake up at 5. I would spend, you know, an hour praying, reading my Bible, taking a shower, and, well, going to the gym, then taking a shower. That'd be like my morning routine. That is not happening right now.
Okay. So what is happening?
Right now, depending on the day, because I don't go to the gym every day. If I don't go to the gym, I'm sleeping in. The days I do go to the gym, I wake up at 5:30.
Yeah.
Read my Bible real quick, kind of just like get ready to go to the gym.
Well, I have to say, you're pretty close though. Yeah. You're like, it's not happening at 5. But you're like, I feel like you're not giving yourself enough credit. 5:30 is still pretty early.
Yeah. Sometimes, but like today it was 5:30. Most of the time it's like 5:45, and I'm putting my headphones in, and I'm running out the door, going to the gym. But like having a whole hour versus 10 minutes is a massive difference, right?
Yes.
So that's where I all of a sudden am like, I really need to get that straight. Like that is my number one priority in my life. I should be doing that. And if I don't, it like just kind of throws off my whole day.
Yeah.
The other part of the morning routine was when I shower. You know, if I go to the gym, I shower. I have a new morning routine that I'm doing. This is partly from Marissa's recommendations.
Hey, we're having an influence, people.
It took her a year.
Oh my gosh.
But
I can't wait. I know. I have a guess.
I have a guess.
Yeah. Do you?
Journaling.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
No, no, don't get too carried away.
Oh. It's mouth taping.
It's mouth taping, yes.
He's drinking from his Stanley in the morning, only in private.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I'm a closet Stanley fan. No, no, it's my dermatologist, like my facial, my skincare.
That's right.
So this was definitely Marissa's influence in a good way. Right? Yes. Right? We were just like
talking. Do you feel like it's helped?
I think it's working. I think people are starting to notice.
Wow.
I'm super critical and I'm like, oh, I still see this, and this, but I'm enjoying it. It's so, but the reason I bring this up is because it started to change a lot of my other morning routines of like, oh, if I'm doing this now, why don't I just bring all the medications and supplements that I do in the morning, just put them in my bathroom. Yes. So I'm like doing all right there in the bathroom, which I don't know why I've never done that.
Yeah.
Like they were all in two different places. I brought it all in one place and I'm like, oh my gosh.
What we call habit stacking.
Exactly.
Look how excited.
I know. I'm so excited. Marissa, like she's like a proud mom right now. I'm like, yay, you did it.
I remember when I texted her, I'm like, I'm finally at the doctor's office doing this. Like I'm getting the stuff. And she's like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
That's amazing. So, well, I'm proud of you. Way to go.
So there's my idea on now my current situation.
I love that.
Is there anything related to your children? You know, there's a lot of chaos around when the kids wake up. Is there a point, I guess you're into a workday startup after the kids all happen? Okay.
Yeah. I think the where my challenges become with my morning routine is like when I don't go to the gym, I'll sleep in, but then I'll sleep into like 6:45 or 6:50. And now I have to shower really fast. And in previous episodes, I've mentioned that I like to take long showers.
Yeah. Mm.
So then I'm like, I'm only taking like a 5-10 minute shower. And then now I'm like trying to do this whole new morning routine. Yeah,
I hate a rushed morning.
Yeah. And now I'm trying to do breakfast for the kids. So that's part of my morning routine. And now we've got to do lunches for the kids. So if I don't wake up early, that like just messes up the whole thing.
Totally. I get that.
Yeah. Or even today, like that's why I was joking around about this morning. Everything worked out really well, but I also had to get out the door really fast to come into the office to record. So now I'm like speeding up everything once I come to the gym. I was like shower really fast. Like
you went to the gym this morning.
I went to the gym this morning.
Wow.
He did one squat.
Yeah.
It's like,
I went to the gym, guys. Look at me.
Heaviest thing he could do one time each.
Well, don't get carried away. Heaviest? No.
That you could do.
Yeah. Not even. Wow. That's still pushing it too much. Okay, Marissa, how about you?
Okay, so my ideal, first, you already know this about me. First thing I do always is make my bed.
Mm.
It is a non-negotiable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how busy of a day it is. Always make my bed. Well,
how often are you making your bed?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, I don't know. Once a year.
Oh my gosh. See, to me though, like I love walking into a room.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all know I'm a clean person. Okay. I love walking into a room and it's like tidy. Or if I have like laundry, to be able to throw that on a made bed is totally different than on an unmade
situation. No, I think it's worth going. I will.
It takes me 20 seconds. I mean, it's like fast.
She actually has trained herself.
I actually genuinely rolls. I know. I'm not joking. I actually have. I can like make the covers while still in bed.
Oh, that's kind of that's kind of adorable.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's funny that's the word you decided to use was adorable.
And she's still asleep.
I hear like the tangled soundtrack in the background.
All right, so you make your bed.
So I make my bed. I then go do my skincare routine. Yeah. Always, that's the first thing I always do. My littlest nephew, he normally calls me at this time, and we like basically do our skincare together. It's pretty adorable.
Very cute,
very adorable. Then I do similarly my supplements and my coffee. I have like all in the same place, and this is a hack. If you are somebody who wants to do more supplements and all of that, put them out. Not only where you can see them, but like literally put them in bowls so you can just grab them.
Yeah.
So I have like a little tray that has all my supplements in bowls. And so while I'm making my coffee, I can just take my supplements, which is great.
Can you just get one of those like medicine days of the week pills?
Yeah. I have one of those. It's great.
I have used those, but I don't like to have to put them in there. Oh. Like it's too much time that I found like I wasn't very consistent. So, and I have like a morning little, I call it my morning cocktail, which is like collagen. It has fiber, colostrum, and
Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
L-glutamine. What'd you say?
Oh yeah. L-glutamine. That's what I said.
Anyways. So I do that. Then I make my coffee. I get my coffee and then I journal. That's always the first thing. In my ideal world, I would then go into meditation, but that doesn't always happen. So that's the part that I'm not super consistent with. Also, in my ideal world, I would go on a walk in the morning. I love a good walk and I love a good morning walk. Get that sunlight, you know, all the things, but that does not really happen. Ideally, but that's not happening in East Nashville. Mm. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
There's a lot of broken bottles and things on the street. So
we talked about grounding before.
Grounding. Yeah. And I would love that. But if I lived in a different place,
my bare feet have never touched the ground.
Yeah. Definitely not in the city.
Not in New York. That was not happening for 19 years.
Yeah. And then I usually do a smoothie, like a high protein smoothie. And that's usually my breakfast. And that's my morning routine.
Wow.
So
what have you changed? Like
right now it's more like make my bed, skincare, supplements, coffee, and then journaling.
What's the most for both of you? What's the most important? Like if I can do one thing because I slept in, I have to go to the airport.
Probably my skincare. I'll never go a day without it.
I'd have to shower.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You shower every single day.
Every single day.
You did say this in a post.
You're talking about habits.
We're talking about habits. I was really interested that you're a morning shower because I've transitioned into night just because of post-workout because
workout in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I just like there's something that if I don't shower, I feel like I'm in a bad mood the rest of the day.
Wow.
Like something's happened. My day has not started until I shower.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. Like I don't know what happens in my brain, but it's.
Wow. Yeah.
Sometimes my wife is like, do you need to just go take a shower? I'm like. Yes,
I do.
I just need to go away. All that being said, we shared our morning routines, right? And we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but just as we close this conversation, okay, what encouragement do you have for people to just be intentional with their morning routine?
Well, I think you should ask yourself, I mean, what's the ideal? You know, what are the things that are going to help set me up for the best day possible? Give me the best energy, best attitude, all those things to set me up for the day ahead. And then what is kind of the typical everyday going to look like? Because we know the ideal isn't going to always happen. And so if you're in a busy season like I am, ask yourself, what are just a few things that you can do every day? For me, you know, journaling is really important for me. It really gives me an outlet to kind of just get everything out. And so that's something that I don't want to compromise on. So for all of you listening, just ask yourself, are there some things within your morning routine that you would like to add in? And what is the ideal version? And then what's the kind of everyday version of that? Well, you probably know the benefits of the compound effect of small actions through daily habits. But the biggest question is, where are those habits leading you? Well, without a clear destination, it's really challenging to stay on course and keep up your motivation. So, how do you decide which habits to prioritize in any given day, month, or even year? Well, the answer is a life plan. We here at Full Focus have created Life Focus, which is a brand new gamified approach to life planning. Each Life Focus kit comes with 11 card decks to help you define your personal mission, identify your personal values, describe your desired future, and determine your next steps, including the key milestones and essential habits to help you achieve your plan. By the end of this fun and easy process, you won't just have a vision for your life, you'll have the next steps and habits to pursue a life of greater direction, growth, and purpose. And right now, just for being a listener of Focus on This, we are giving you 15% off our Life Focus kit and our course. So just go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus and use the code FOT15 to get started.
if you guys are not aware by now, where have you been? But there is the Full Focus Planner community that you should be checking out. People are there talking about all their wins, all the their struggles. Everyone's working together. And I pulled some questions. Some of these are pretty popular questions that people have engaged with in the community. So there's already answers to these questions, but I thought I'd bring them to you. We'll just go through a few of them. Sherry writes, question, if you could wave a magic wand, what distraction in your life would you make disappear?
While she was on her phone, she was distracted.
Yeah, I was actually going to try to get some pitch for social.
You can still do that. You can do it right now.
Post it.
We're doing it. Guys, this is how it happens. Social is happening now.
It is. She's so happy that Nick is here because she could take a picture with Nick.
Well, that's right.
We are in the studio in the middle of a recording.
And,
hey. And we're talking about what distractions we would want to get rid of.
What?
Not your phone.
In your obviously. Life would you make disappear?
Distraction-wise? TV.
Like TV or
do you
like
watch a lot
shows?
Of TV?
I just don't like TV and I just, it's an easy default.
But you're watching
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
It is great.
I would say, no matter how much I hate to say this, I'm not going to say it because then I'm going to be held accountable for it.
No, you're not.
Oh my gosh. My phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, that is the answer.
Yeah, my phone, 100%. And a computer too. I kind of wish we didn't have computers sometimes.
Totally. I get that.
Like it's just
screens.
It's just screens. Like,
just get it away.
I find it's easier. I am way more focused on a computer than a phone.
100%. Yeah.
Without question. So I'm like, okay. That's like with my whole screen reduction thing. I don't have any limits on my computer, but I don't end up wasting a ton of time on my computer.
I'd probably get rid of social media, honestly. Because that is such a distraction, and what's the point?
Yeah.
Well.
Pseudo connection.
We could talk about that forever. Nicole writes, I've searched the group and found lots of great suggestions on bedtime rituals. What I need help with specifically is shutting off my mind before I climb into bed. Electronics, sorry, games or shows just pauses my brain and it still needs to unload after. I know that feeling.
Totally.
I love to read, but that just gives me more things to think about. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited about journaling, even though I think that could be helpful to process all the thoughts. I do think stretching yoga could work as it would allow my brain to wander and settle down, but I struggle with how to start. Any specific tools that could help me start one of these routines?
Yes.
What do you do to unload your mind and be ready to sleep?
Marissa sounds so excited.
I'm sorry, that was such a long question. I wanted you to get all those components.
But that's very helpful and very good context. My recommendation, first of all, yoga and stretching is phenomenal. Like, definitely do that. That's great. My favorite thing to do at the end of the night, and this is something that I've committed to doing no matter what, no matter how crazy my day is I have an acupressure mat. Which is, I don't know if I've talked about this on here. I think I have.
You have.
But it's like a spiky mat. Every single week we've talked about it because I'm obsessed. And it's like a spiky mat. It's called acupressure mat. You can get them on Amazon. They're cheap. They're like 20, 30 bucks. And you lay on it with like a bare back so you don't have any shirt on. And it like just is intense for the first like 30, 60 seconds. Oof. And then it's phenomenal. And everything just melts away and relaxes. But I do this on my bed with my feet on the wall. And the reason you put your feet up is because it helps with the lymphatic drainage. And so it's really helpful to do this prior to going to bed when you're going to be stagnant. So you do this. And while I do this, I either will put like very relaxing music on, or even better, I'll put my headphones in and do a guided meditation. And it's like 10 minutes of my day. It takes no effort. It's the most enjoyable thing to me ever. And it totally quiets my mind before bed. So my biggest recommendation, I don't know who wrote this.
Kelsey,
my recommendation is meditation is so powerful for like removing all kinds of thoughts from your brain, just allowing your brain to actually quiet down. You're right. Like some of those other tools are great, but they're going to like get your thinking going or feed it too much. And you want to just quiet everything. So meditation, I like Insight Timer is my favorite app. And the acupressure mat is pro tip.
By the way, it was Nicole. I was looking at the wrong one.
Sorry, Nicole. Kelsey, you might need
Kelsey,
to
you're
to,
next.
I think you need to hear this.
Kelsey's
too.
Question is next.
So. Kelsey needs to hear this too.
Did you have anything to add to that?
I mean, you know, some people do meditation. I specifically pray a lot at night. So that's kind of, it calms me down. I'm just like, God, here's all my stuff. Yeah. And I trust him that he's big enough. And I go to bed and I wake up from an alarm or from a child or from my wife. So it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelsey's turn now. And this is real full focus planet. This is the meat of what we're doing here. How do you navigate use the planner while on vacation? I recently went away and did not have any tasks to complete that week. Plus, I wanted to give myself a chance to decompress, so I left my planner behind. Great. Coming back from vacation, despite completing my weekly preview in preparation for the week ahead, I felt overwhelmed, disorganized, and not as focused throughout the week. What could I do differently next time?
Oh, this is a good question.
Number one, use the vacation optimizer tool that we have. You can find that at fullfocus.co/ don't know what it is.
Vacation. I'm looking. I think it's vacation.
So fullfocus.co/vacation. Use our vacation optimizer, and that should get you to actually think about the couple days beforehand, during your vacation, and after.
Yeah.
I think that's where most people don't think. They're like, oh, I'm going on vacation. And they come back and they don't think about the few days that are about to ensue of just the scheduling, the emails, the task lists that come up, all the fires. So that's typically what I would say when you're going on vacation.
Yeah, you got to prep on the front end.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I always try to do when I go out of town is when I'm on my way back. So whether I'm, you know, if I'm like a passenger in the car driving back or I'm on an airline, is to order groceries if you can, because that way, like, you get home and it's right there ready to go for you. You don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, I got to like unpack and do all my laundry and go to the grocery store and like it just piles up and becomes really overwhelming. So I always try to order groceries. And that takes so much out because then all I have to do when I get home is like laundry.
I love this tip.
And, you know, do my weekly preview for the week.
So. I will also say, I know sometimes when people are going on vacation, the house ends up becoming a mess because you're like trying to pack.
Hire a cleaner while you're gone.
Either hire a cleaner or make sure
something I've started
you just
doing.
Add enough time to like have the house clean and everything put away so that when you leave and you come back, you're just coming back to a clean house.
Put fresh sheets on your bed, unload and load your dishwasher, and like you will get home and be so much more happy because of it. It takes 20 minutes of your life to do it. And if you, you know, are able to afford a house cleaner while you're gone, that is my favorite thing ever, is to have somebody come while you're gone and then you come home to a perfectly clean house. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We'll do one more.
Okay.
Specifically because I know this might speak to you a little bit. Chris writes, habit goal question. How do you handle illness or other unexpected events that break your streak? I have a goal to close my fitness ring 4 times a week for 7 weeks in a row. This past week, we had an upper respiratory thing go through the family. So between me being sick and caring for the family as they were sick, I broke my habit goal streak. Do I start over, give myself grace, and just keep going like this week never happened? How do you handle something like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I would say it's a combination of give yourself grace and just restart, right? Like,
and restart? That's specifically what they're asking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a perfectionist in some sense. So I would just say, yeah, I made it 34 days and now I have to restart and just keep going. Like, it's okay to just face reality, but giving yourself grace that that stuff happens is super important, because if we expect perfection out of us all the time, we're just setting ourselves up to fail.
Yeah.
So that's where I personally just, I'm like, okay, cool. You know, like, it happened. That's not what I wanted. Like, for example, I had in my mind in January, very similar to Chris, that I was going to go to the gym 4 times a week in Q1. Mm-hmm. I messed up my knee back in like February, mid-February, right? I haven't been able to go to the gym as much anymore because of it.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, like it happens. Now my new goal or my new strategy to achieve my goal is like strengthen my knee so that I could get back into the gym.
I would say do not start over. I think that you need to give yourself a lot of grace and pick back up where you left off. Like this has happened so many times where I'll do a workout program and, you know, I miss a couple days and it's like, oh, do I have to like start the whole thing all over? It's like, no, just pick up on the next day. Like whatever the next workout that you were supposed to do 2 days ago, just do that now. And that's called life to me. Like life is always going to happen. And if to me, if you're always saying I'm going to, you know, hit the full restart button every time something happens, like you're never, like it's never going to finish.
And I would say, I would agree, like the workout, like if we're using a workout plan, I probably wouldn't restart the workout plan from day one. Yeah. I would like just start from wherever I missed off. But like to be able to, for me, this is me personally, to say generally, like I kept the streak alive for 89 days or 90 days. I'm like, well, I know that's not true for me because I was like, I got sick and there was a week and a half that I couldn't.
I think the point is whatever you feel like is going to motivate you more.
Sure.
Like if it's just saying, forget this week, we're going to totally start over, that's going to make me feel good. For me, that makes me feel totally defeated from the get-go. So for me, I just need to keep going.
Yeah.
So whatever it is that you feel like you're going to be most successful with moving forward, do that.
It's like 90 days with an asterisk.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like, and I, Chris, if I'm wrong, forgive me. I feel like what Chris is asking subtext is that, is permission. It okay to keep going?
He wants permission. Yeah. It is totally okay. I will be your permission slip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Marissa Hyatt said yes.
Yeah.
Ken said, no, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you've got other questions, of course, I skipped a bunch. There's questions every day in the Full Focus Planner community.
Yeah.
You know, people are in there asking, can Marissa pop in? Yep. But even if they don't pop in, there's all kinds of people with all kinds of answers for you.
We do read a lot of those posts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go check it out. That's at fullfocus.co/Facebook. Facebook.
Thanks for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet. So please share it with your friends and be sure to join us in the Full Focus Planner community on Facebook. And also, I would like to ask you guys to leave a review of our podcast if you haven't yet, wherever you listen. We would so appreciate some fresh reviews in our feed. And we would love to hear how you're enjoying the show, what you want to hear more of. Please be nice. But also be honest, you know, we're here for you guys.
Honest and nice. All right. We'll be here next week with another great episode.
And until then,
stay focused.
This episode is brought to you by Life Focus, a new gamified approach to life planning that's easy, fun, and gives you a GPS for your next 10 years. You can start today at fullfocus.co/lifefocus.